It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
We welcome you in to the home of the Cobras here on 103.9. I'm Trenton Kraxner. Beside me, simulcasted on the Cobra Channel, is Crandon Prophet for the night. Brandon Tatman will be making his long-awaited return on Tuesday night, but for tonight, we're going to be filling in here for a massive matchup between the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens and the Jackson Heights Cobras. And we'll start with the girls' game real quick, as we're about 9 minutes before tip. This is Jackson Heights team that's been up and down, suffered a little bit more losses, but they got a couple key wins in the past couple weeks against Oski, and that was a team that's been really good. So it was a good win for Jackson Heights. And what can you speak on, Crandon, about their season so far?
Yeah, these Jackson Heights Cobra girls, they've definitely had a difficult season. They faced a lot of adversity. Of course, they've been able to gather a few players coming out of that winter break. The Alex Rollins came in, the senior. She's earned her way up to the starting roster tonight. The Jackson Heights Cobras will be out Bryn Shute, the sophomore. She's been averaging about 7 points per game the last couple of games she's been in. And, you know, you had the privilege of being on the Cobra Channel last Friday. You saw Chesney Cochran ball out Friday. Chesney, she balled on Monday, had a double-double for these Cobra girls. And Dawson Cochran, she's been spectacular, averaging 15 points a game and 9 rebounds. So between these Cochran sisters, the senior and Dawson, the sophomore and Chesney, these two will be leading the team tonight. And Taylor Bosley, she'll dominate the perimeter line. That's what she's been doing all year. She's a face and shoot, doesn't really dribble and drive a lot. But when she gets the ball, there's no hesitation to let that one fly.
Yeah, and this is a 14-point game that went in favor of Mar Hill the first time that they met back in December in Atchison. You look at the league standings, it's a Mar Hill team that is 11-0 right now in the league, and they're 13-2 overall. They're in a sub-state with Riverside. They lost to them in the midseason tournament at McLeod by 8 to 10 points, but it's a really good team. They play pretty deep. They get out in pressure, and they beat this Jackson Heights team by 14. What did you see? Do you remember anything from that December matchup?
Yeah, that game was just kind of all way in the favor of the Mar Hill Ravens girls, and really the whole season's been that way. They're 11-0 in the NEKL league this year. They got the 13-2 overall record. This is the best they've been in the NEKL, and they're looking to go undefeated in the NEKL, something they have not done. In fact, they have not won the NEKL at all since being in here, and their best season was 15-16, where they went 14-2 in the NEKL. So, you know, I see these Mar Hill Raven girls coming out tonight being very dominant, aggressive, and looking to chase their first ever NEKL championship win.
Yeah, so that other loss was to Troy by 15, and that Troy team, I remember watching them last, that team that looked like they had a lot of potential. I'm pretty sure they're having a good year this year. They won 14 in a row in the NEKL. They beat Jackson Heights for the first time since the 2017-2018 season back in December. They held McLeod to 12 points, Bishop Ward to 12 points, ACCHS to 9. They've just been all around dominant. They beat Valley Falls at home the other night on Wednesday at home for a makeup game by double digits. And, you know, how can Jackson Heights, what are the keys for Jackson Heights tonight to keep this game close and maybe give themselves a chance to win in the fourth quarter?
Well, you kind of see this Jackson Heights Cobra team over the past couple of weeks and really the whole year. It feels like games that they're in is games that they can win the three-point battle. I feel like that's some of the times. And really, if we go into the boys' matchup later on tonight, it's kind of the same way. They had 13 threes against Lafayette Midway Mar Hill. These girls' team, it was the same way. All their points really from that perimeter line. And I expect tonight you're going to see Dawson Cochran, Chesney Cochran, Taylor Bosley looking to shoot above the perimeter and try to get most of their points that way. But if they can win the battle inside the paint, that's going to be huge. I mean, you kind of look at some of the sizes here, and they kind of equal up here quite well. The Cobra girls, they struggle against teams where the height differential is larger than their own, because the Cobra girls, they have not played a single game this year where they haven't hit 5 fouls in at least one quarter. They're a very foul-heavy team, especially against teams that have a height advantage.
Yeah, and I remember last Friday when I was over at ACCHS covering it here on the Cobra Channel. That was a close, that 6-point final, that was close until the third quarter. And then Madison Martin, who said, pretty tall girl, sophomore for ACCHS. She's about 6'3", 6'4". She had about 8 blocks that night. She was dominating inside the paint. So that's kind of where they pulled away. She kind of had a big third quarter. And then Jackson Heights was playing catch and just couldn't overcome that. Chesney fouled out, and she hit about 5 or 6 threes that night. So, like you said, height, rebounding on the inside is going to be really important on the night, especially for a team, and Jackson Heights averages just 25 per night. But we're going to wrap up the pregame talk right here. Pregame sponsor is Kansas Wesleyan University with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be, online at wu.edu. We'll talk to you guys in about 5 minutes here. We're going to go down and get the starters. We'll have the national anthem right after that. We'll bring you live action here from Jackson Heights between them and the Maury Hill Mouse Academy girls. First, and then we have a big matchup on the boys' side we'll preview later on tonight. But listen, tonight, 103.9, KNZA, don't go away. We have a good matchup tonight.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
Lifetime Eye Care of Houlton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimehoulton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Houlton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Houlton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Houlton.
We are the neighbors that want to help people succeed. My name is Zach Lancaster. I am a lender at the Farmer State Bank. We want to help be there for other people, and that shows in every interaction at the bank, from the tellers to the receptionist, all the way down to the people in the basement that do the stuff behind the scenes. Everybody is here to help the community. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Houlton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Houlton, adjacent to the Houlton Hospital.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Welcome back here to Holton, Kansas, the home of the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras. Tonight they're taking on the Mar Hill Mount Academy Lady Ravens here in the first game of the night with the starters. We'll start with the visitors from Mar Hill. It's a senior in Hope Banowitz, another senior in Riley Cox, another senior in Bethany Urban, a sophomore in Caitlin Folsom, and a freshman in Capri Kochner. And then for the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras, a sophomore, number 23, Chesney Cox. She averages 8 points, 5 rebounds a game. A junior, Savannah Cottrell, having to step in for the missing Bryn Shoup tonight. She averages 2.2 points a game, 3.1 rebounds. The junior, Taylor Bosley, averages 9.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. The senior, Dawson Cogren, 16 points a game, 9 rebounds. Honorable mention last year in the NEKL. And then senior, Alex Robbins, averaging 1 point per game and 3 rebounds per game. So real quick, Crin, what's the keys here for Jackson Heights to keep this one close?
Well, they're going to have to definitely be out of the foul game. Okay, what's one thing the Cobra Girls, they get a little bit too much trouble of is fouling. So they're going to have to keep out of that. And they're going to have to learn how to shut down Bethany Urban. Last year, she was averaging 10 points per game. She's a three-year returning starter coming into this program for the Mar Hill Raven Girls. She's 5'3", senior, first-team all-league, you know, returner coming into this year, that's number 15, Bethany Urban. These Cobra Girls are going to have to learn how to stop her and step up tonight.
Yeah, she's the reigning player of the week here on MSC Sports. On the girls' side is Urban. Been having a fantastic season as the Cobras come in 4-10 on the year, 4-6 inside league. They're in the white tonight with the green numbers lettering and trim going down the side. The Lady Cobras 11-0 in the league, 13-2 on the season. They're donned in the all blacks with the gold numbers letters and trim. The tip is up between Cochran and Folsom, and it's controlled. That is Urban. And she'll bring it here as Mar Hill is going right to left as you listen here in the first half. You're on 103.9 KNZA. Simulcast it on the Cobra Channel through MSC Sports. A little zone look here for the Cobras. Urban now gives it off to now she gets it back. She's going to shoot a three, and that's going to be missed. And but it's rebounded down low. That's Cox. Now a three is made by number five, Capri Kochner. And that's off an offense rebound. That's something that Crittenden said in the pregame they're going to have to rebound. Here's a press for Mar Hill, and they get it to Rollins. Now Chesney Cochran's going to go to the front court. She got knocked away from behind by Kochner, the freshman, but Bosley tracked it down. Now they'll set, well, 3-2 zone for the Ravens. So each team starting out in a zone look here. They're going to feed inside to Cochran. She's tied up. It goes out of bounds. That's off of Cox. As Folsom was playing behind, and Cox tried to get in there and rip it away, but she knocked it out of bounds, so Jack Knights will take it underneath. Now Chesney in the middle of the lane. She's going to go up over Folsom off back iron. No good. That's rebounded by Kochner for Mar Hill. And here they come with Bethany Urban. Kicks to the head to Banowitz, the senior. The veteran Mar Hill team. And she's going to throw it in the first row on a cross-court pass tip. It's our first turnover on the night.
An early turnover. Jack Knights Cobras have to take advantage of here. The Cobras came out, gave up a second-chance opportunity to Mar Hill, which led to a three-point shot. And now is your chance. Go down the court and get some points.
And they're going to have to face that pressure again. Bosley now throws it over to Dawson. Now to Chesney Cochran, the sisters. She's going to drive into the right baseline. She's going to pull from about 10 foot off back iron. No good. But Dawson grabs the offensive rebound, and she couldn't get it to fall. And that's rebounded by Urban. And here comes Mar Hill. They got a three-on-one up ahead. Banowitz left-hand layup. She missed it. Cocker on the board, and she got fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. We'll see who they give that foul to.
That was a nice fast break down the court for the Mar Hill Ravens, drawing the foul at the very end.
And they got Cottrell, first of the game. Like I said, she's filling in on the starting lineup tonight here for Shoup, who is sick, as it's a pure switch for Kotner. She has all 4 points so far on the night in the first 81 seconds. The second one's up, and the freshman has all five so far. It's a 5-0 advantage for the Lady Ravens. Once again, facing that trapping press, it's knocked out of bounds by Kotner.
Right now, early in this state of play, Capri Kechner, the freshman, coming into this game, number five. She's already got, as you mentioned, 4 points, a couple of rebounds. These Cobra girls got to find the answer for the freshman.
She's got some good links. She just kicked it again. She's up there at the front of the press. She had the first pass go off the knee. That one, she got a kick ball. But, I mean, it's kind of a matchup zone press. They have all five players in the front court here. Now they get into Chesney. There's Kotner again, knocking it out of bounds, and she just won't go away. And now head coach Luke Knoll says, let's back it up just a little bit. Now it's kind of like a two-thirds court press. As Bosley will play it, trying to get around Kotner. She does get into the front court. Kotner falls down, now gives it off to Cochran. She's going to drive, pull up from the free throw line, and she banks it in. Dawson Cochran gets Jackson Heights on the scoreboard, and it's 5-2, about 2 minutes. And now here's a little bit of pressure from Jackson Heights. Urban throws it ahead and through the hands of Banowitz, and it's out of bounds. That's the second turnover for Mar Hill. So both teams pressing and then falling back into a zone look. Bosley and Dawson Cochran pass back forward. Now that one's batted out of bounds by Banowitz, but it was into the front court. So Mar Hill will fall back into a 3-2 zone look. And they'll get into Bosley. Three out, four out, one in set here for Jackson Heights. That's Cottrell. Throws a cross-court pass. Bosley, that's a spot-up three from the wing. Left it short. That's rebounded by Riley Cox. And here comes Mar Hill. They like to run in transition. Urban to the Folsom. Now gives it over to Cox. Kaboom! Riley Cox from downtown. We got a timeout from... No, the Nets messed up. Look down and put down that three. That's the second three-point make for Mar Hill already on the night.
Yeah, Riley Cox just getting that nice defensive rebound, going down the court, transitioning nicely, and then able to bank the three from the top of the perimeter.
It looks like on the very front of the net on the top, there's a little bit of a rip, maybe, but they got it fixed to the referee's liking. But it allows Mar Hill to set the pressure. Here's Dawson Cochran right down the middle. She's going to go coast to coast. She's going to try and lay it in traffic. And she got it to go. Dawson Cochran scored on two straight trips down the floor. And it's 8-4. Now here comes Mar Hill quickly into the front court to avoid pressure. Now they'll reset with Urban up top. On the far wing, that is Kotner. Now Cox, who's hit a three from that spot, over to Banowitz here in the near side corner. Folsom on the short corner. Now she dribbles it out to the perimeter. That's Kotner. Drives, kicks. Urban corner three in front of the Jackson Heights pep session. Left it long, but the rebound is by Banowitz. That is the third offensive rebound right now. Folsom in the lane. Kicks it. Cox from downtown. Kaboom! Riley Cox does it again. And once again, that second chance point. And Mar Hill's knocked down three trays already. Dawson Cochran got it stripped from behind by Kotner, but she ran out of bounds with it. Yeah.
This is something that really destroyed these girls against Tuesday for the Pleasant Ridge Rams. These Cobra girls, they gave triple chance opportunities against the Rams. And that's something you don't want to give versus this Mar Hill team, who's currently right now standing the best team in the NKL.
And they can shoot it from the outside, and they rebound. Now pass into Rollins, and she missed it. And fought for the rebound, knocked out of bounds by Dawson Cochran. Okay. Mar Hill will get it.
That was a great look from Dawson Cochran from the top of the perimeter going all the way down low to the block.
Yeah, good vision, but Rollins couldn't finish it. Now here's the pressure. Kotner gets around. Now she's going to pass it up to Banowitz, and they have three on two, but she's going to leave it out and just set up the offense. Now gives it off to Urban. She hasn't even taken a shot yet. Now, Cox, another one. That one's an air ball, and it's rebounded by Dawson Cochran. She hit two in a row. That was a heat check. Well, it's no good. Now Cox gives it off to Bosley. Going to step in, shoot one just inside. No good. Chesney Cochran throws it off of Urban, though, underneath. And credit her with the offensive rebound, the second chance here for Jackson Heights.
As I mentioned, Taylor Bosley is a face-and-shoot player. She pump-faked the shot, couldn't take it, stepped inside, and then she went right back for the long two.
On the inbound, Rollins on the top of the key, but a little bit of miscommunication with Dawson Cochran. She throws out of bounds. That's the first turnover on the night for the Lady Cobras as we have our first sub. That's Hannah Cody coming in for Hope Banowitz. Mar Hill, like, they play a good number of girls. They stay fresh, and good way to stay out of foul trouble. And quickly into the front court. Now Folsom kicks it. Cox thought about the corner three, did not shoot it, though. Now they'll reset with Urban up top. Now here's Kochner. Gives off to Cody in the corner up top. Cox ready to shoot it again, but she turned it down. Now Cody again on the far side. Now she's going to drive nice little Euro move, and she switches home the floater. Hannah Cody, the 5'5 sophomore, comes into the game and scores immediately. And it's 13-4. A near steal, but here comes Dawson Cochran all the way down, and she got blocked. And then Kochner grabbed the rebound, but she was out of bounds. So Kochner's been everywhere, but she can't seem to keep the ball in play when she does have her hands on it. So it'll be Cottrell to trigger it in. She's going to get into Rollins. She's going to pass it back to Cottrell. Now here's Chesney Cochran. Going to drive. Now kick it to Cottrell. Now Dawson Cochran straight on three. No good. Hit the backboard first. That's rebounded by Kochner.
It's really unfortunate. Dawson Cochran was calling for that three for about 5 seconds. And when she was open for the shot, took it, didn't hit it.
Yeah, it was a good look from straight on, just a little bit wide left. Now here's Urban, got poked away by Cottrell. But she gets it back. Now gives it off to Kochner. She's going to drive, run right into Rollins. No travel, no foul. And Kochner got it back, and she got fouled by Chesney Cochran. And she's going to shoot two. So initially it looked like it probably should have been either a foul on Rollins on the block or a travel on Kochner. But she's going to go back to the free throw line where she's already 2 of 2. And just left that one a little bit short. Let's try and make the second one here. Extend the lead out to 10, about 5 minutes here in the first. It's a swish, so 6 points on the night for the freshman Kochner. And 14-4, 5 minutes in here in the first quarter here at Jackson Heights. And there's a turnover. They broke the press and had a 2-on-1, but Dawson Cochran threw it behind Rollins. And it's a turnover, the second on the night for Jackson Heights. 14-4 here in the first quarter, 2:53 to go on 103.9 KNZA. Simulcast on the Cobra channel. Trent Craxler filling in. Trent Proffitt to my right. Colin Feldkamp holding it down in studio for us as Mar Hill's going to break the pressure. It's Cox down in the corner to Urban. Going to drive, shoot from about 15 on the baseline. Left it short. Cottrell grabs the rebound. Here comes Dawson Cochran in the front court. Going to pull up. Got blocked by Kochner, though. Rollins grabs it. Kicks it out to Cottrell. Kochner's been fantastic in this first quarter. Now Cottrell has it in the corner. Running through the offense. Now Chesney Cochran up top. Gets it off to her sister, Dawson. Back to Bosley now. He's going to reset the offense up top. Started by Cody. Now over to Cottrell. She's going to get a screen from Rollins. Got poked away by Urban, though. And then Folsom couldn't track it down. Now Rollins. Oh, she threw it off. It was too close to a pass to Chesney Cochran. Now Cox up at Folsom. Spins and makes it. Caitlin Folsom, the sophomore. And we got a timeout. A lot was happening there. And Mar Hill came away with a loose ball. Give me a 30-second timeout by head coach Madison Masters. Her team is down 16-4 here, just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for a perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. And Crandon, they haven't really had many live ball turnovers out of the three. I think that was their first one, but you had a loose ball, and then Rollins and Cochran have a little bit of miscommunication, leads to a fast break layup.
Yeah, right now it's kind of like a circus show with too much of the juggling. Right now these Cobra girls, they got to slow down the tempo. They got to not make the game so fast for themselves. They're going down the court too quick. If they get a steal or they get the ball right back, they're too looking quickly to throw the ball, get rid of it. Hold on to it. Look for your progression. See where you can get the ball to. There's no need to hurry yourself. I mean, yes, these Mar Hill Ravens, they're applying a lot of pressure, especially in this full-court press right now that they're doing right now, but there's no need to get yourselves in an uncomfortable speed of the game.
Now we saw another sub as Rollins on the fast break will score a layup. Chesney Cochran out of the game. We see Jennifer Buck for the first time. Also Jordan Rank in there for Mar Hill. And here's a turnover as Cody threw it way too high for Folsom. That's the third turnover on Mar Hill as Rank replaced Urban. No, Urban's out there. She got Alicia. I don't know who she got. Cox. Yeah, she got Cox as her. And now Nora Adams will see for the first time the next dead ball. But Jackson Heights came in, got a bucket, breaking pressure, forced turn. Now here's Dawson Cox on the drive. Can they get it under 10? Buck along to left it strong, and Urban grabs the rebound. Big stop there for Mar Hill. And then she lost out of bounds for their four turnover, so that was a good job by Bosley to force that.
And right now, these Mar Hill Ravens, they just had a full court press, and then they let it up. They did the half court, and the last possession, these Cover Girls really easily get down the court. And so far, they're trying to take the advantage here.
Cochran, a step in three, left it strong, rebounded by Cody. And here comes Mar Hill, up ahead to Rank. Cox, she's already knocked down a couple threes. And she did it again. Riley Cox has three trays in the first quarter. The senior is showing out from downtown here in the first stanza. It's 19-6. There's going to be a foul on Hannah Cody. That is the team's second.
You know, what's really impressive is that Riley Cox has not shot from the same spot around the perimeter at all. She's just hot from all along, and that's what you want for a confident senior player in Riley Cox.
Yeah, she's taken fours. Airballed one, but she's made the other three, and you can't leave her open. She's feeling it so far tonight, and Kogner pokes it away from Bosley. Bosley got to get across, and she got fouled. I thought the ref might have blown was close to a 10 count, but they're going to get Kogner on a little bit of a bump here. Just the team's second. 48.4 seconds ago, 19-6. Mar Hill on top. Bound. Ravens will retreat into their 3-2 zone in the half court here. Cottrell on the near side. She's going to take a baseline. Now back to Buck. Rollins swings over to Bosley. She's going to dribble back towards the top. Now Buck. Oh, she almost traveled, but kept that pivot put down just barely. Got back to Bosley. Maybe Jack Knights will play for the last shot here. Cottrell gets a screen from Buck. Now gets out to Rollins. Bosley a far corner or far wing three. That's strong. Rollins has the board, though, puts it right back up. That's strong. And it's tipped and grabbed by Nora Adams, who just came into the game. Now Cody pump fakes on a three, steps in, shoots it, left it short, and it's tipped by Adams, gets off to Cody, and she might have got blocked, and it's going to be out of bounds. It's going to end the quarter. So a 19-6 frame in the first quarter for Mar Hill, where they knocked down four threes. To get out to a 19-6 advantage, you're listening to 103.9 KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Lasting Impressions is your local reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Kansaland Radio.
As we welcome you back here to the second quarter, Jack Knights got into the paint to Dawson Cox. She got fouled by Nora Adams 9 seconds in here. So a big quarter in the first there for Mar Hill. They got out to 19-6 advantage. Knocking down four threes. Three from Cox. Now here's a long two from Buck on the inbounds. No good, but Dawson Cox got the rebound. She got tied up by Cox, and now we'll give it to Mar Hill. So it was a good job by Cox to not stop fighting, even though Cox secured the rebound. It forces a jump ball, and Mar Hill will have their first possession of the quarter. They get it in to Adams. She gets it across to Urban. She didn't even take a shot. She took one shot in that first quarter, didn't make it. one of the better players here for Mar Hill. Rating player of the week on MSC Sports. Now Adams has on the far side. Gives it now off to Folsom. Now Cox hit three trays in that first quarter. Now back to Adams here to feed Folsom. Wasn't a clean pass since a turnover on a steal by Buck. Fifth turnover on the night for Mar Hill. And here comes Bosley up ahead to Chesney Cochran. Far court pass to Rollins. Now Buck and to Bosley. So the reset. Good job hustling back by the Ravens to get in front of Rollins, who didn't have a layup. Cochran got a screen. Turned down a 15-footer and passed it off. Now Dawson Cochran has it. Gets a screen. Gives it off to her younger sister, Chesney. Now she gets a screen. Stops again. Now gives it off to Rollins. Bosley to Dawson in the corner. That's a three-pointer. That's strong, and it's rebounded by Urban. And here come the Lady Ravens.
Not sure how many misses the Cobra Girls have had, but it has to at least be four to five missed three-point shots already and a couple of long field goals. And really, these Cobra Girls, who shoot 33% on the year, just it's not looking good for them right now.
Speaking of three-point shooters, Cox takes another one, but she doesn't get this one, and that's rebounded by Adams, and she gets it off to Folsom. Offense rebounds have killed Jackson Heights here tonight. Now a three from Banowitz. Yes, sir, and the foul. Hope Banowitz gets onto the board. And once again, second chance points. They got.
I'm telling you, this is a downfall of these Jackson Heights Cobras when they played earlier this week against the Pleasant Ridge Rams. They actually brought that game within six at one point in the fourth quarter, but they wound up losing by 10-plus points. But really, the key was is that they gave up triple chance opportunities, not just second chance, triple chance and sometimes quadruple. So really, just heartbreaking stuff.
Banowitz misses the free throw, though, and Rollins got the rebound. They got that foul on Dawson Cochran. But 22-6, that's 5 3-pointers rained down already by the Lady Ravens. The 16-point advantage. And they had Rollins on the roll wide open, but they didn't see her. They had Buck, too. Now they get it to her finally, and she missed it from about 8 feet. That's rebounded by Urban. She's taken all the way up the floor, one-on-one with Chesney Cochran. Zeroes around her, and she got it to go. Bethany Urban gets on the board, and we've talked about her a couple different times already.
This Ravens fast break is very impressive. They get down the court and transition very nicely, and they go and they put up a two swiftly.
Yeah, they get out and run, and they force a lot of havoc. They knock it down. There's a really solid team. Can they maybe upset Riverside in their sub-state? We'll have to see. But they're focused on wrapping up a league title right now as it's 24-6, 5.5 minutes to go here in the second. Cochran working around now finds Rollins on the inside, but got batted away by Folsom. That's another turnover. And here come the Ravens. This is Kotner thought about pulling up for a three. Now Cox into the corner to Urban. So drove it back out. Now Banowitz up top. Over to Cox. Surveys. Now gets off to Urban on the top of the key. Drives it on Bosley. Kotner. And she shuffled her feet. Traveled. That'll be the sixth turnover for Mar Hill. And a much needed stop for Jackson Heights. Shots have struggled to go down here so far early for him. As Cochran will throw across Buck, just a step inside a three-point arc, and she knocks it down. A long two for Jennifer Buck. Larry shot a couple, and she finally got one to go down, and it's 24-8. Now a good press, and do they get a jump ball or a timeout? I thought they were going to get a foul on Cochran, and she ripped it away, and they will award a 30-second timeout to Mar Hill as Kotner brought it across half court. She got trapped. Dawson Cochran ripped away from her. One official had a jump ball. The other one had a timeout in the game to Mar Hill. I thought they might have got Dawson for a second there, but lucky for Jack Knights, this is a timeout.
Hey, Jack Knights Cobras, they got to start taking advantage of turnover opportunities. They've been gifted a lot. I think you said maybe six from Mar Hill so far in this game, and they haven't been able to get two or three points out of those, and that's definitely what you want to start. Jem Buck just hit a long field goal shot, and really these Cobra Girls, the field goal shot right now for them, you know, it's really hard. They have not been hitting it, so hopefully, you know, as the game progresses on, you know, we're only about 10 minutes into this game here, 12 minutes into this game, excuse me, and, you know, these Cobra Girls are trying to get in here nicely.
Yeah, they've had some good looks from the perimeter, have not gotten any of them to fall yet on the other end. Very seen 5 threes go down from Mar Hill. There's a long two from Urban, no good. And Dawson Cochran could not corral the rebound. Head coach Madison Massey thought she got pushed in the back, but the official says no. And Mar Hill will retain on another offensive rebound. Here's Banowitz just passed it in. She gives it off to Kotner. kicks it to Banowitz. Now Urban on the top of the key. Calls out the play. And gives it off to Kotner. Feeds it to Folsom. She's going to try and go around Chesney Cochran. Reverse layup. Hit the front of the rim. No good. And Bosley's got the rebound. And she got fouled by Folsom. And that's just her first. Team's third of the quarter, though. 4:20 to go here in the first half. So maybe Jackson Heights can get some free throw opportunities.
Yeah, speaking about free throw, or, you know, well, free throw, three-point, any opportunities, really. Taylor Bosley, she just came up with the last rebound for these Cobra girls. Speaking about Taylor Bosley, you know, she's had a lot of face and shoots this game. You'd like to see her, you know, hit those shots if you're for the Cobras right now.
Like you said, they've had some open looks, just unable to convert on any so far. Now here's Chesney Cochran. She hit 5 threes last Friday, but she left that one strong. Bucks got the long rebound. Now she needs help, and it got knocked away into turnover. And here comes Banowitz all by herself. She lays it in with the left.
That was a really nice pass from Bethany Urban.
Yeah, good vision from Urban. And they had a chance on the second chance board. Now a turnover. Bosley threw it right to Urban, and she's got a breakaway, and she makes it. Bethany Urban's got 4 in the quarter. As 28-8, the biggest lead on the night for the Ravens. Now Cochran dribbled it off the foot of Kotner, and now Kotner's going to have a breakaway. 3 straight runouts. And Madison Massey says, I've seen enough. We need a reset.
Yeah, right now we're looking like we're watching track and field down there, just getting outran down the court in the sprint, going up, finishing with it. Right now these Morrow Ravens, they're not only running away with this game, I mean, they're sprinting away with it right now. It's 30-8 here. We don't got much time left in the second quarter.
And they've broken out a little bit here. 3 straight runouts. 1, I mean, they had a wide open look for Chesney Cochran. She missed the 3, get the long rebound. Buck picks up her dribble, gets trapped, gets knocked away. It's a run out. And then Urban steps in front, gets a steal. And then Chesney just dribbles it off the foot of Kotner, and they throw it up to her. She's got a run out. I mean, it's like we almost watched the same play 3 times in a row with 3 different girls getting a run out there for Mar Hill, but we knew they were good. They get out in pressure. They get out and run. They can knock down shots. And they rebound really well. This is an all-around really good veteran team.
Yeah, a lot of people might look at this and go, okay, these Cobra girls, they were missing their shots. Listen, I know that's a problem, but right now you give up 30 points to a team who's averaging 44 points a game. You've given up 30 points in just the first half with 3:21 left to go in the second quarter. This is just an unacceptable defensive performance in this Cobra girls team. They got to be able to step up in the second half if they want a chance to explode and maybe, just maybe, come back into this game.
Yeah, they're going to have a strong 3 minutes and 10 seconds here. Jackson Heights has surrendered some second chance opportunities and 3 straight runouts there on live ball turnovers, but can they get into an offensive rhythm? There's a near steal. It's Cottrell got tied up by Cody. The error will keep it here for Jackson Heights, but it was almost another near live ball turnover. Exactly 3 minutes to go here in the first half. The 30-8 advantage for Mar Hill over Jackson Heights. Crane and Profit, Trent and Crasher with you. Colin Feldkamp in the studio here on 103.9 KNZ. Simulcast on the Cobra Channel through MSCSports.net. Jackson Heights is working around the perimeter on this zone defense. Now they get off to Foley. She's going to feed Rollins, but she's got 3 girls around her. And it got knocked away, and it's another steal. Here comes Urban. That's 8 turnovers unofficially for Jackson Heights on 4 straight possessions, though. As Cody has in the corner, now gets it off to Urban. Still in the corner, now gets it about to Cody. Urban, corner 3. It's open. She left it long, though, and it's rebounded by Cody. Offense rebounds galore here in this first half from the Mar Hill Mount Academy ladies. Cody thought about a 3. Has to shot it back from Cox, who's knocked out a couple. Now Cox, corner 3. She's already knocked out 3, but she airballs this one. And Folsom knocked it out of bounds. So it's been up and down for the senior Riley Cox. She splashed 3 3-point attempts, but she's also airballed 2 of them.
You're the Cobras right now. The best way to probably get points is to dribble, drive, and get a foul. Draw one from the Mar Hill Ravens. Really only Dawson's been the only one to attack the Broadway lane. So you'd like to see another one of these girls try to do the same.
Urban knocked it loose and went out of bounds off hers. Her Bosley was kind of going after, but they said it was off Urban. Another near steal. They just got on the passing lanes. They got on pressure and they got on the passing lanes. Of course, a lot of turnovers as Bosley brings it to the front court. We're under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Bosley now is on the baseline, gives it to Rollins on the back side. She lays it in. Alex Rollins has 4. And it's a 30-10 game. Pressure from the Cobras, but no trouble for Mar Hill. And now Dawson knocks out of bounds. They're trying to get down to Folsom. Folsom down low. She knocked out of bounds. Is Rank should have replaced Cox. And so they play about 7 or 8 girls. Does Mar Hill, and they get out in pressure and stay out of foul trouble that way. They play aggressive. As Ranker just checked in, will inbound it now. Gives off to Cody in the corner. Folsom, she's going to shoot a 3. Is it strong? And Urban gets the rebound over Bosley, and she drops it in. Bethany Urban, for someone that's not very tall, got a big-time offensive rebound there and stuck it back. She has 6 points in the corner. Now a long 3 by Chesney Cochran is strong. And now Cody has the rebound, and she's trying to go all the way. Bosley's trying to cut her off. Cody missed the layup. Kochner got it. Missed it. Folsom went over the back. Okay, Folsom had the board, and they say she went over the back, and that's 2 on Folsom.
You know, for these Cobra girls, it's not really a height disadvantage going against this Mar Hill team. It's a box-out disadvantage. These Mar Hill Ravens, as you mentioned, Bethany Urban, a 5'3 senior, not very tall at all, but what she's doing is she's using her body to box players off, and she was able to isolate herself with the basketball.
And there's another steal by Kochner, and that's unofficially 9 turnovers for Jack Knights in the half. But it's not official, but 8 offensive rebounds from our. Here's a 3 from Kochner. Left it strong. There's number 9. His Rank tracked it down. And they'll reset with 40 seconds to play in the first half. It's a 32-10 lead as Cody with the left-hand scoop layup couldn't get it. Rebound by Adams and 1. Nora Adams, right place, right time. And she has a chance to finish the old-fashioned 3-point plays. That's the 10th offensive rebound in the first half for the Mar Hill Mounts Academy Lady Ravens. As they got Cottrell with that foul. Her second. And it's 34-10 with 34.6 seconds to go. Adams misses the free throw, but Kochner has the offensive rebound, but she got tied up and still going to stay with Mar Hill, though. 11 first half offensive rebounds. They're everywhere.
It's really been a game dominated by these Ravens. They've been flying everywhere and just doing everything on the court.
The inbound to Ring. Maybe they'll play for the final shot. We'll have to see under 30 seconds. Oh, ankle breaker by Cody. She got bucked to fall, but she passed it off, passed up the shot. She had an ankle breaker. Now she gets it back, driving on Buck. There's a lot of contact, and she'll go to the line. Hannah Cody not turning down the shot there. She's going to go to the line. They're going to get Buck on the foul. Could be just her first, but Cody grabbed an assortment of rebounds. Has 2 points. She can add on to that here from the free throw line. And she knocks down the first one. Is her 3 on the night, 35-10. And so that one strong. Mar Hill fighting for the rebound, but can't get. Oh, they ripped it away from Bosley. Now it's loose. It's another jump ball, but Jackson Heights will get it. Just relentless. With exactly 14 seconds left, it's 35-10. Mar Hill. Jackson Heights has a chance to go down and get one here, though. Bosley will dribble it up. Now gives it off to Cochran. They're still in the backcourt. And it's a near steal by Banowitz. Now into the corner to Buck. 3 on the clock. Bosley's going to shoot a 3. In and out. Cochran was all by herself, but she didn't have time to put up the putback. And it brings us to the half here. It's 35-10 Mar Hill. We'll be back in just a minute to break down this first half and see what and preview the boys' game. Don't go away. Listen, 103.9 KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes.
trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. With flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We welcome you back here to the high school gym of the Jackson Heights Cobras. We're at halftime of the girls game right now. It's a 35-10 advantage for the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. And quick score update that we got, the Holton girls are up 23-14 at the half up at Hiawatha. Those games can be watched on the Holton channel and the Hiawatha channel probably. But, you know, Mar Hill just came out and dominated. They hit 5 threes in the first half, and they hit 11. They had 11 offensive rebounds also. And second chance points really just killed Jackson Heights.
Yeah, it's the same story as Tuesday's game. They, like I said, they gave up double, triple, and quadruple second chance opportunities to the Pleasant Ridge Rams. And it's not the same story for these first here tonight. Mar Hill Ravens, they've taken absolute advantage of every chance the Cobra Girls have given them. These Cobra Girls, they have 9 total turnovers, and I don't know how many offensive rebounds you mentioned these Cobra Girls have given up to the Ravens, but let me tell you, right now, the Ravens are flying away with this one. That first game they played, the Ravens put up 48 points. This one, they already have 35 points put up in the first 16 minutes of play. This Ravens team, they're flying away with this one, as I just said, and, you know, this is the best year that they've looked in the AKL League. They're looking to go undefeated. Every time they've played their second opponent, they've been able to dominate them better. We can look at, you know, JCN as an example. You know, they were able to play JCN the first time, 50-40. Well, actually, they played them in a close one, 48-45. But that was actually the only league team that was a problem for Mar Hill. Every other league team that this Mar Hill team faced, it was above 10 points in scoring for these Mar Hill Ravens. They've dominated their opponents, and right here, it's pretty fair to say that they're dominating the Jackson Heights Cobras.
Yeah, 11 offensive rebounds, have knocked down 5 trays, and they've forced 9 turnovers, got out and ran, had a couple runouts. This team is 11-0 in the league. They hold on here. They're going to get to 12-0 and essentially wrap up the league title on the girls' side. They'd improved to 14-2 overall. But the big question for them is, can they overcome Riverside and Sunset? We know Riverside's a fantastic team out of the Big 7. But yeah, they get out and run. They've knocked down some shots by a couple different girls. They got out and ran. They're relentless, on defense, on the offensive glass. They're everywhere. And, you know, those stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms, Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Taking, Shay Andler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Service in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. So, massive. We'll give a quick preview of the boys game here, boys sent to break, and there will be second half action. But this is a gargantuan matchup between the boys. Mar Hill Mount Academy comes in 9-2 in the league, 12-3 overall. But Jackson Heights comes in 8-2, 8-6 overall. But when these two teams met at Mar Hill, Jackson Heights came out on top.
Yeah, they came out on top in the most dominant way possible, dominating the 3-point line. They hit 13 threes. In that game, the Jackson Heights Cobras have only been able to replicate that in one game. That was the ACC-HS game you got to call last week with the Cobra boys, where they were able to bank in 14. So, you know, tonight against the Mar Hill Ravens, these Cobra boys, it's gonna be a testament for them, because I kind of want to look back at a game that Mar Hill played earlier on in the year, where they played Oskaloosa Bears. It was a close game that first matchup, and in the second matchup, they were able to blow away the water with them. So you almost got to wonder here tonight if the Mar Hill Ravens might look at the same chip on their shoulder versus Cobra boys team. Like, hey, we played them that first time. We let them just kind of get away from us. We let them in that game, hang around, play ugly, and then they were able to win from the 3-point line. So let's come in tonight, treat them the same way we treated Oskaloosa, and let's come out and let's play some ball and let's dominate.
Yeah, that was a buzzer-beating loss by Mar Hill that they suffered to Oski, but there's no buzzer beaters involved when they met in Atchison back in December. And you look at the teams out here warming up, this looks very evenly height, size, talent. I mean, I talked about it last Friday. Jackson Heights is 8-6 over and all, but they're 8-2 in the league, and their four losses out of league were to Nemaha Central, Marysville, who was a state runner-up last year. I don't know, St. Mary's, who's been at the state tournament the past few years, and I can't think of the four team, but they were in that Thunder Hiawatha. They were in that Thunder Classic playing a lot of bigger schools, so this is a really good team, although the record doesn't show it, but we'll dive into that after this girls' game wraps up. The half community college, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We will take a quick 2 to 3 minute break here, and when we come back, we'll have second half action of the girls' game between Mar Hill Mount Academy and Jack Knight's Cobras. You're listening to 103.9 KNZA. Don't go away.
Rainbow is celebrating 2024 and wants to share the love. You've survived the holiday bustle. Now it's time to do the Valentine hustle. Rainbow is in love with fast, reliable internet that can provide you with a strong connection to search for that perfect bouquet of flowers for your loved one. Here's an exclusive offer just for you. Sign up for Rainbow Internet during this happy season and get any package for 2024 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Aging brings a variety of life changes. Some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process.
We welcome you back here. Mar Hill will take the possession during correction with you. Creighton Prophet to my right. Colin Phil, Kevin Studio. Brandon Tatt will be back on Tuesday. If he's listening, we love you, man. We're glad that you're feeling better. As Mar Hill starts the half with a turnover, though, between Folsom and Kochner, some miscommunication. So Jack Knight has a chance here to cut into the 25-point deficit. Can they just get some shots to fall? They've had some open looks but have been unable to convert. Can they give themselves a fighting chance in the fourth quarter? Rollins from the free throw line. That's wide open. No good, though. Fighting for an offensive rebound. And she was able to knock it off a Mar Hill player. So a second chance opportunity for the Cobras.
And if you're Jackson Knights right now, getting second chance opportunity is a gift. And you got to be able to take advantage of that, especially right here in the game where you're down 25.
He just knocked down enough shots as Cochran spinning. That's Dawson. And she banked, almost banked in. It's spun in and out. And Kochner grabs the rebound. She gives off to Urban in the front court. Now Banowitz on the far side. Folsom, top of the key, pump faked on a three. Now crosses over, drives on Rollins with the left. Left it short, and Kopner tipped it out of bounds for Mar Hill. So Jackson Heights has started with two stops.
Right now, early on, Ravens kind of getting their own way. You're hoping it's not sloppy basketball because you're up by 25. You really just want to be able to keep playing confidently and proudly and trying to keep these Cobra girls from getting back into this game of play.
Chesney Cochran throws it right to Banowitz, and it's a 10th turnover for Mar Hill. Now here's Urban. He's going to back it out. As Jackson Heights did a good job getting back, though, not allowing a run out. But I was just about to say, could you get Chesney Cochran some of a look? Here's Urban on a left-hand drive. Missed the layup, though. And Gattrell's got the offense rebound, and she gives it off to Bosley. She gives it off to Dawson Cochran, now up top to Rollins. She's going to try a three in and out, and that's how most of the shots have gone tonight for the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras as Kopner pulls down another rebound. A lot of good looks from the outside, but in and out consistently for Jackson Heights. But I thought maybe you get Chesney Cochran some looks. She knocked down five threes last week. Could you just get her the ball and hear some looks? Here's an open three. That's Hope Banowitz, and she left it strong, though. Cottrell grabs another rebound. That was nothing but backboard there for Banowitz. Now Cottrell up ahead to Chesney Cochran. She's going to try reverse. Hit the bottom of the backboard. She got too far under, and Bethany Urban grabs the rebound. The reigning player of the week on the girls' side, Bethany Urban, not scored much, but she's been active on the glass. Now Banowitz is going to feed Folsom inside. Spins on Rollins. Spins back the other way. Nice footwork from Caitlin Folsom, and she's got four, and the lead is up to 27.
Yeah, Mar Hill, they faced this Cobra girls in the zone defense, the man-to-man defense, and they've broken both. That's just one great coaching and two great play for your players.
Yeah, there's Dawson Cochran cutting down the middle of the lane. She lays it in. She has six of the 12 for Jackson Heights as they respond with a layup of their own. But when they were getting stops, they were unable to cut into the lead. But they have a surge here. They get a run. Back into Folsom. She went around Rollins and looked like she blocked the shot, but she might have got her with the body and should just be the first foul on Rollins. For Jackson Heights now sent Folsom to the line for the first time. And that one's no good from Folsom as Jennifer Buck will check back in to replace Chesney Cochran. Caitlin Folsom, the daughter of Benedictine women's head coach Folsom up there in Atchison, having a solid season. She swishes this one. She's got five. She's got the last three for Mar Hill. It's 38-12. 3 minutes in here in the second half. Now Rollins in the front court. Surveys back to Dawson Cochran. She's going to drive. Got cut off. Cottrell looking to get it off someone. Now she gets it to Rollins. Now Bosley where he's set near half court. There's Cochran dribbling onto the far side. Now throws a cross-court pass to Cottrell. And now Bosley. So Mar Hill's done a fantastic job of making it perimeter passing for the most part for Jackson Heights. They have not really allowed him to penetrate the lane outside of Cochran on last possession. And now Cochran has it. Of course, he's going to drive kick. Bosley didn't have a clean catch. Now she's going to drive and gets cut off. And she threw it away. Here comes Hope Banowitz. Her and Cottrell one-on-one. And she missed it with the left, but running the floor is Kopner, and she lays it in. Timeout, Jackson Heights. That's another turnover. And how about Capri Kopner, the freshman, running the floor and getting that offensive stick back. And it's 40-12, about halfway through the third quarter here, the biggest lead on the night for the Ravens.
Yeah, Kopner, she just tied her teammate Riley Cox in scoring 9-0. Riley Cox, you haven't heard her name since the first quarter, so you're wondering if maybe she can get back in this thing here. You know, she was very dominant from that three-point line. I believe went 3 of 4 in that first quarter from the three-point line. But here, Capri Kopner, she's got 9 all here. She was able to get 5 in the first, 2 in the second, and now here 2 in the third.
And similar to what we saw a couple times, three straight possessions in that second quarter, was just Mar Hill getting a live ball turnover and getting a run out. But that time it was missed, but they had an Argo running the floor in Kopner. She has 9 points to go with Iver for 10 points. But we'll figure that out just a little bit. Iver for 8 rebounds, though, 4 offensive. She's done a great job running the floor and being in the right place at the right time. Can Jackson Heights get a bucket, though, here out of the timeout? As they pass around the perimeter, Cottrell got a strip from behind by Kechner, but no one was able to come up with it. Now, no one could just come up with it, and Dawson Cochran finally got it, but her pass got deflected, and Rollins has it. So it got knocked away, but no one was able to corral it. Just a bunch of hand fighting for the ball on the hardwood. Jackson Heights eventually came away with it. So they stopped the turnover for the time being. Can they get a bucket now? Dawson Cochran's just going to pull up and knock down a three. Dawson Cochran, he's got 9 of the 15, and the first three-pointer goes down on the night for the Lady Cobras. 40 to 15, 3 minutes to go here in third. Urban left-hand drive all the way to the cup, but she lost it. It looked like she had an opening there, but she just lost at the last second. That's the eighth turnover for Mar Hill as we have a host of subs. Cottrell and Rollins out. Cochran and then Emma Sides into the game. Remember, no Bryn Shoup tonight for Jackson Heights. Coming in for the Cobras, replacing Cox and Banowitz, was Cody and Rank, who both played big minutes in that first half as Sides gets tied up with Kechner, but will stay with Jackson Heights. Sides played a lot of minutes last Friday off the bench and that loss at ACCHS. But Jackson Heights got to stop. Now Cochran just hit a three. She just put up another one. That's strong. And her sister couldn't get it. Kechner skies over for her. And they got two on one. Cody running the floor. Missed the lip. Kechner on the offensive board, though. Capri Kechner doing it on both ends. Unofficially, 10 rebounds for the freshman here in the third quarter. 5 on the offensive glass. And she'll go back to the line as they got Chesney Cochran with that foul. Just her second. And hit every part of the rim, but she got to go, which makes her 4 of 5 from the free throw line. And me and Crittin have a discrepancy on the score by a point. I have her for 11. He has her for 10.
I have her for 11. I had to do a little check bug there.
Okay.
I got her right. My eyes are deceiving me.
So a double-double already as she misses the second one. And I think Sides grabbed that rebound. But a double-double already for the freshman here in the third quarter alone. Now Sides, nice pass. Nice pocket pass to Chesney Cochran, but she was unable to handle it. That was a tight window, and she got it there. But Cochran was unable to corral it. It's another turnover for Jackson Heights. So Irvin will bring it into the front court and give it off to Cody. And even the bench players have been fantastic tonight for Mar Hill. Folsom, she's got footwork down low, and she spins it home over Rollins. Caitlin Folsom's come alive in the second half. She's got 5 in the second half, and she's done a fantastic job inside with some nice footwork. And it's 43 to 15 here under 2 minutes ago. Sides pass is deflected. And Dawson Cochran got it. She's the first one to lose ball, and she got fouled as she fell to the ground. We'll see who they give that to. It'll be number 10, Hannah Cody, her second. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the third. 43-15 advantage for the Ravens. Bosley up top. Now Cochran, who inbounded, that's a three from the wing. And she got fouled by Hannah Cody on the three-point shot, and she is upset with either the call or herself. But nonetheless, Dawson Cochran will go to the free throw line to shoot 3.
Now, one thing you teach your team not to do is foul inside the arc. Definitely what you don't want to do is foul on the closeout amongst the three. Dawson Cochran, she misses the first one, but she has the opportunity to grab 2 more here from the free throw line. She's nearly a 80% shooter from it.
And she missed that one. That went in and out. And just been the story of the night for Jackson Heights. Just inability for shots to fall.
I think that's something the only thing you can really blame it on. You know, when you're giving up 35 points in the first half, you got to even look at, like, okay, our shots didn't go in, but defense is obviously the thing that we got to look to, because we giving up second chance opportunities to the Ravens, you know, their shots weren't going in either. That's why they have second and third chance opportunities. The Jackson Cobra girls, you know, if they're going to play games like this, they either have to hit their shots or, well, play defense and balance the boards.
Yeah, Folsom, Urban, and Kechner out. Rank, Cox, and Banowitz back in as Cochran gets the third one. So she goes 1 of 3. She has 10 of the 16. She has all 6 here in the half. So 27-point advantage here for the Lady Ravens. They're working around on offense. About 90 seconds to go here in the third. Cody needs some help when she gets off to Banowitz. The lefty now got it poked away, but Nora Adams, who just checked in, got it off to Cody. Now Adams gets it back. She had an and one in the first half. Banowitz on the wing. She knocked down an and one three. Rankin side got it to go over Chesney Cochran. Jordan Rankin on the board with her first two, and it's 45-16.
Yeah, Rank, one of the tallest players on this team, the 5'11 senior for the Ravens. You kind of expect her to get a little more productivity inside the blocks, and right there she pulls her first two.
Dawson Cochran splitting the defense and laying it in. The senior having the big second half. She's got all eight in the quarter for the Cobras, but they're still down 45-18. Cody's trying to go all the way by herself. Kicks it. That's a three-pointer by Cox. Strong. Rank grabs the offense rebound, though, and gets it back to Cody. And offensive rebounds have been the story. There's a lot of second chance points and points off turnovers for Mar Hill. Now, nice set, and they find a cutting Nora Adams coming across the lane. She lays it in. And it's back to the 29-point advantage as Nora Adams, the junior, has four. Now, up at Chesney Cochran from about 10. She swished it home, and Chesney's got her first two on the night. And it's 47-20. So they had 10 in the entire first half. They have 10 in this quarter, all from the Cochran sisters. As Cody, with a left-hand scoop shot, she got fouled with 2.2 seconds left on the clock, and Cody went 1 of 2 in the first half from the line. We'll go back as they get Emma Sides on the foul. It's her first. So Cody, like I said, went 1 of 2 from the line the first half. And she misses this one short. Try the second one here. And that one bounces in off the back iron for three for the sophomore, Cody. 2 of 4 from the line. Bosley is not going to get a shot off. And that will bring us to the end of the third quarter. It's a 48-20 advantage here in the girls' game for the visiting Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. We're going to take a quick break here on 103.9 KNGA. Don't go away.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Holton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Kansaland Radio.
We welcome you back here to the fourth quarter, and the turnover by Mar Hill, the same way they started the third quarter. We got some quick scores for you. The Centralia girls were beating Valley Heights by 2 at the half. So Jackson, Jeff West girls were up on Sabetha at the half. And then the ACCHS girls were up 9 on Valley Falls at that. Those scoring updates are provided to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. As Cochran missed a shot inside and then in transition, Banowitz misses it. But Kegner has the offensive rebound, and she gets tied up.
Another score update. Holton up over Hiawatha, 32-21, 1:17 left to go in the third quarter of play.
Yeah, so a lot of games across the northeast corner of the state here tonight as we're winding down and approaching sub-state and postseason play. As there's another turnover. As Sides tried to throw it to Buck. He's unable to get it there, and that's the 14th turnover unofficially. Now they're going to feed Folsom inside. Kicks it. Banowitz thought about a three. Now Cox into Folsom again, playing a little bit inside out. She goes all the way across the paint. She got fouled by Dawson Cochran. Folsom will go back to the free throw line.
Folsom, a nice dribble and drive to the low block. Just a quick bench, and we're not going to get a running clock here in the fourth quarter, despite the Ravens coming in up by 27 points into this quarter.
So Folsom went one of two from the line that second or third quarter. You make this one, came alive, scoring the ball in that third quarter. Nice couple of buckets inside. Switches these two home. It's a 50-20 game. 7:02 to go. As the boys game will be an extended halftime as we have King and Queen of Courts, which Crane and Prophet is a candidate. So he'll take a quick exodus, but boys game will be really good. We'll preview that real soon and have an extended halftime on it as Dawson Cochran traveled. And that is 15 turnovers unofficially for Jack Knights as Rollins and Cottrell come back in. And with those two free throws by Caitlin Folsom, we do have a running clock as Sides and Dawson Cochran check out. And I believe since it has attained 30, it's going to run even if Jack Knights gets it back under. So fourth quarter go by quickly as head coach Luke Knoll from Mar Hill is clearing the bench. Here's a three by Riley Cox. Splatoosh! Riley Cox has hit her fourth three on the night and her first one since the first quarter as Hannah Cody, Jordan Rank, Nora Adams check in as all the stars are out. Number 20, that is Catherine Peisch. And then is it 33? Is that their number out there?
I do believe so, yeah.
33 would be
35.
35. There's a charge by Cochran. It got taken by Nora Adams at 35. Cora Thorne out there. It's another turnover as Jackson Heitch is now clearing the bench. We're trying to add these players to our chart. As the bench has been cleared. Let's see who's out there. Sides, Mellies, Buck,
Womack. And Lakota Bottom.
Lakota Bottom. So try and keep some stats, these younger players. As Mar Hill is working inside, Cody. Runs some clock here. And now she gets it off to Peisch. Now Adams. Thorne at the free throw line. Now back to Cody. Just running some offense here. Adams breaks by, and she missed the layup. Rebounded by Pice. She got blocked, and it's out of bounds. They'll go to Jackson Heights, and head coach Luke Hall on the bench thought she might have got fouled, but it looked clean. As once again, fighting on the offensive glass, though. Even the players coming off the end of the bench getting theirs. Buck now drives. Gets cut off. Now gives it off to Mellies. Over to Womack. Now over to
Lakota Bottom.
Lakota. She's not number 22 in our program, but do my best to remember that's who number 22 is.
It's always the fun part about these end games where, you know, teams clear their benches, say, hey, JV players, go in there, get some varsity minutes. We got 3:48 left to go here. You know, just try to get some time, experience out on the court, work your way up to the varsity level. It's a big dominant win for this Ravens team here as they'll continue to dominate the NAKL, jumping up to 12-0.
Yeah, it's now Audrey Hill's in the game. Here's a corner three from Cody. She knocks it down. Hannah Cody. What a night for the sophomores. It's 56-20. We had another sub. That was Audrey Hill. I checked in for Mar Hill. Now, Buck missed the layup, got it back, and she got fouled by Hill. The Buck will line. I'll run out some of the clock. Is run us under 3 minutes. I mean, Mar Hill still has Cody out there.
The cover is still of Jennifer Buck. So number 10 for both teams.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're still on the court battling out.
Talk about some of the other bench, but Cody and Buck. A couple of people that are playing early in the game. Nolan shove him out, sort him out as Buck swishes both free throws, and 56-22, 2.5 minutes to go here in the final frame. Cody will bring across, drives all the way to the paint. She got fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line where she's 2 of 4 on the night. And Emma Sides picks up her second, and we'll have number 14, Kiara Street, checking in. She looks like she's going to be checking in for Cody. And that one's in and out. So Cody makes this. Street will come replace her with under 2 minutes to go here in the fourth. A 56-22 advantage for the Mar Hill Mountain Academy Lady Ravens. And Cody missed it, but Pice grabs the offensive rebound and gets it back out to Cody. Now feeds inside. Thorne's left wide open. She missed the layup. Pice on the glass again. And she traveled. So Pice grabbed two different offensive rebounds, but she eventually traveled there. And here comes also Louisa. Now, bear with me here. This is a tough name. Louisa Ferreira DeMello. And I could be butchering that. So if there's any Mar Hill fans listening, I apologize. I'm doing my best here without a pronunciation guide. But Buck now gets it. She's going to drive and score. Jennifer Buck has 6 on the night. And 56-24 with a minute 10 to go. As Lucy Bradfield's also checked into the game, all these different players coming in and out. Hard to keep track of all of them here. Constant movement. Is running a minute to play. Inbound, that's Pike. She might have got fouled. They're not going to call it. It's going to be out of bounds. As Crittenden's telling me that the Valley Heights girls lead Centralia after the third quarter, 40-39. You can catch that game on 92.1 with Jared Sleppy, KMZA. As 30 seconds left here. That's bottom. Going to go all the way. And couldn't get it to go. Rebound, Jennifer Melly. She missed it. Fighting for her own rebound. And it goes out of bounds. So that will do it more than likely. It's going to be a 56-24 final here. And it will improve Mar Hill to 12-0 in league play. Mar Hill moves to 12-0 in league play, 14-2 on the season. Jackson Heights falls to 4-7 in the league, 4-11 on the year. We're going to take a quick break to add up the stats. We'll come back, do a quick preview of the boys' game. So don't go away. You're listening to 103.9 KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome you back here to Mar Hill, or excuse me, Mar Hill Mount Academy. Jack Knights here from Holton, Kansas, here at Jackson Heights. Is still putting the final touches on some stats here, but really big night for Mar Hill all over the place, Brendan.
Yeah, it was a great night for Mar Hill Ravens. Yeah, you came into the game expecting Bethany Urban, the senior, to be the one to step up, but really it was not only senior Riley Cox with 12 points, you know, 4 three-pointers, but also Capri Kechner, we talked about, 11 points, 12 rebounds. That's the freshman who came into the game dominated. And not only did she, you know, win the battle of the glass and win the battle, you know, of the shots, but she had a great game, kind of what most people say the wolf, you know, coming up behind, getting steals or interrupting the passing lane. Really, Capri Kechner, she was out there all night long, battling, fighting all four quarters. Absolutely astonishing game for Capri Kechner and for the rest of these Mar Hill Ravens. They progressed a 14-2 overall and a 12-0 in the NHL record. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Trent. I think this Mar Hill team, they get their first championship, you know, in the NHL, that they win it for the first time, and they go undefeated this year.
Yeah, so it's a statement win for sure for Mara Hill as they move one step closer to an undefeated season in the league and a potential league title. Some quick stats for you. It's a 56-24 win for Mara Hill Mounts Academy. We'll start with Jackson Heights. They fall to 4-11 on the season, 4-7 league play. Chesney Cochran, 2 points, 1 rebound. 12 points for Dawson Cochran, led the team. She had 3 rebounds, 6 points for Jennifer Buck, and then 4 points for Alex Rollins. Jackson Heights turned over 15 times. They were 3 of 5 from the free throw line. They had 16 total rebounds. For Mar Hill, they were 9 of 18 from the free throw line. They had 35 rebounds, but 19 on the offensive side. And they only turned it over 10 times. Jordan Rank had 2 points. Hope Banowitz, 5. Riley Cox actually led in scoring with 12. She had 4 threes. Nora Adams had 4. 6 for Bethany Urban, 9 for Caitlin Folsom, 7 for Hannah Cody, and then Capri Kechner, the freshman, had 11 points and 12 rebounds, 6 on the offensive glass, which makes her the Dixon State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player of the game on the girls' side. The freshman, Capri Kechner, 11 points, 12 rebounds to lead the Mar Hill Mount Academy Lady Ravens. We have 10 minutes here. We're going to do a quick preview of the boys' game, and we'll take a little bit of a break. But looking at the boys' game, how do you expect this one to? What are we looking for here? What's the game going to play out like, Brendan?
Well, kind of looking up to an earlier game in the season for Mar Hill, where they played Austin in a close one, they played Jackson Heights in a close one, back-to-back weeks. So they, you know, those are the two games that they fell into in the NAKL. But you know, kind of going forward here, you know, when they had that rematch versus Oski, they completely obliterated them in the rematch. So I'm kind of expecting here this Mar Hill team. I'm not saying that they obliterate these Cobra boys, but I'm saying here is that they play with a little more of a chip on their shoulder and to kind of reclaim a victory that they probably believe that they should have had versus the Jackson Cobras earlier on in the year. But if you're the Jackson Cobra boys, you look at this Mar Hill team and go, okay, we already beat them once, 48-46. Let's do it again. Whether we're getting hot from the three-point line or we're going inside and dominating the paint, the matchups inside, Drake Mellies, you know, he's only hit 1 three-pointer of his last 15 shots from outside the perimeter. I expect him to either get hot from the line tonight or go inside and dominate what's his.
Yeah, so the 86 Cobras and the 12-3 Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens. However, Mar Hill, 9-2 in the league. Jackson Heights, 8-2. We'll break it down for you a little bit more here in about 5 minutes or so, but Colin's going to hold it down for you in studio. But we have a big-time matchup here on 103.9 KNZA for the boys' game in the nightcap. Don't go away.